Please, you have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, at the outset, let me congratulate you on the assumption of the chairmanship of the second PrepCom. I'm sure we are in good hands on our way to successful proceedings. Poland fully associates itself with the statement by the European Union, and let me add some remarks in my national capacity. We realize how challenging your task as the chair is to steer the second PrepCom on the way to the review conference, not least since we chaired the second session here in Geneva 6 years ago. Arguably, the circumstances back then were significantly different. The atmosphere of discussions was much less confrontational, and we were able to joyfully celebrate the 50th anniversary of the treaty. Let me reaffirm Poland's resolve to uphold and, whenever and wherever possible, strengthen the NPT in all its three pillars. The NPT indeed remains the only global anchor of non-proliferation, disarmament and arms control architecture in nuclear dimension. However, its integrity is becoming more and more fragile. We still remember that almost 2 years ago in New York, the 10th NPT review conference failed to reach consensus due to the Russian veto on the outcome document. Since then, the global security situation has deteriorated even further, with clear negative implications for the NPT review process. Russia's illegal, unjustified, and unprovoked war of aggression against Ukraine is ongoing with no perspective for its fair ending. Russia is also constantly using its nuclear threat rhetoric either by government officials or propaganda champions and is in the process of deploying the tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. On top of that, Russia is engaged in deliberate destruction of the rules-based international order with multilateralism as its core. We are faced today with a culmination of years of Russia's violations and non-compliance with the whole range of arms control, non-proliferation, and disarmament commitments. These moves, taken together with Russia's nuclear strategy and nuclear weapons system modernization, clearly indicate that Russia is in fact actively hindering nuclear disarmament. This context is also critical for discussion in this distinguished body of nuclear issue in a different but not less dangerous nexus. Russian troops continue to illegally occupy the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine in clear breach of numerous international nuclear safety and security regulations. We take this opportunity to commend the IAEA for its verification activities on the ground and the comprehensive reports about the situation on the spot. These are invaluable in raising the awareness of us all about the catastrophic consequences of militarizing and taking hostage of the nuclear facilities which belong to another state in the pursuit of an aggressive military strategy. Poland supports the IAEA mission both politically as well as logistically and will continue to do so. Distinguished delegates, other security and proliferation challenges worldwide have not disappeared and in fact have become even more visible nowadays. The DPRK continues to carry out its military, nuclear and missile programs with no perspectives to engage in any substantial negotiations. Today, Pyongyang sends dangerous signals of its readiness to raise the stakes even higher by carrying out another nuclear test. Moreover, the DPRK regime has openly been engaged in military cooperation with Russia in supporting Moscow's military machine. Its conventional arsenal is exported and then used by the Russian army in its illegal operations in Ukraine. Our message, therefore, remains unchanged and clear. The DPRK must engage in denuclearization talks and fully comply with all United Nations Security Council resolutions and return to the NPT, including the IAEA safeguard system. Another cause of our concern are reports by the Director General of the IAEA on Iran's implementation, or rather lack thereof, of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and the Security Council Resolution 2231, as well as the safeguards agreement. They clearly show that Iran, by continuing its uranium enrichment activities and developing new types of centrifuges, only departs from the positive path, and with that undermines the IAEA safeguard systems, the provision of the NPT, and the non-proliferation as such. Confirmation of these concerns, compounded by the recent halting the IAEA inspectors from returning to Iran nuclear facilities, is contained in the recent IAEA Board of Governors resolution. Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, upholding the arms control, disarmament and non-proliferation architecture in these circumstances constitute a key task ahead of the PrepCom this month. A few points are here particularly important for Poland as a state bordering on an aggressor, its accomplice, and their victim at the same time. Firstly, we cannot ignore today's security circumstances. They do not create real incentives for nuclear disarmament efforts. Thus, it is our obligation to strive for a world without nuclear weapons through pragmatic, effective, verifiable, and irreversible disarmament in line with Article 6 of the NPT. If one wages a large-scale war of aggression accompanied by nuclear rhetoric, as Russia undeniably does today, one definitely betrays its lack of interest in nuclear disarmament. Therefore, we claim that nuclear deterrence remain a legitimate measure alongside risk reduction and transparency as one of the tools in preventing nuclear conflict under the current security circumstances worldwide. Secondly, we need to contribute to strengthening the IAEA safeguards system and the role of the agency. We should also renew our support for the promotion of peaceful uses of nuclear energy. Poland can serve as an example in this regard as it embarks on its comprehensive nuclear energy program under the strict IAEA supervision and in compliance with all its obligations stemming from our membership.